Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Hope to Die by Lawrence Block, narrated by George Guidel. This book is copyrighted 2001 by Lawrence Block. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. When Byrne and Susan Hollander are killed in a brutal home invasion, the whole city catches its collective breath. A few days later, the killers turn up dead behind a locked door in Brooklyn. One has killed his partner, then himself. The city sighs with relief. The cops close the case. But for Matt Scudder, things are not so cut and dry. Having met the Hollanders just hours before their deaths, he's drawn to the case despite himself and begins to suspect that there was a third individual involved. Someone who's not done killing. Someone who's only getting started. And now, Hope to Die.
Chapter 1. It was a perfect summer evening, the last Monday in July. The Hollanders arrived at Lincoln Center sometime between 6 and 6:30. They may have met somewhere, in the plaza by the fountain, say, or in the lobby, and gone upstairs together. Byrne Hollander was a lawyer, a partner in a firm with offices in the Empire State Building, and he might have come directly from the office. Most of the men were wearing business suits, so he wouldn't have had to change. He left his office around 5, and their house was on West 74th Street between Columbus and Amsterdam, so he had time to go home first to collect his wife. They may have walked to Lincoln Center. It's half a mile, no more than a 10-minute walk. That's how Elaine and I got there, walking up from our apartment at 9th and 57th. But the Hollanders lived a little further away and may not have felt like walking. They could have taken a cab or a bus down Columbus. However they got there, they'd have arrived in time for drinks before dinner. He was a tall man, 2 inches over 6 feet, 2 years past 50, with a strong jaw and a high forehead. He'd been athletic in his youth and still worked out regularly at a midtown gym, but he'd thickened some through the middle. If he'd looked hungry as a young man, now he looked prosperous. His dark hair was graying at the temples, and his brown eyes were the sort people described as watchful, perhaps because he spent more time listening than talking. She was quiet, too, a pretty girl whom age had turned into a handsome woman. Her hair, dark with red highlights, was shoulder length, and she wore it back off her face. She was 6 years younger than her husband, and as many inches shorter, although her high heels made up some of the difference. She'd put on a few pounds in the 20-some years they'd been married, but she'd been fashion model thin back then and looked good now. I can picture them standing around on the second floor at Avery Fisher Hall, holding a glass of white wine, picking up an hors d'oeuvre from a tray. As far as that goes, it's entirely possible I saw them, perhaps exchanging a nod and a smile with them, perhaps noticing her as one notices an attractive woman. We were there, and so were they, along with a few hundred other people. Later, when I saw their photographs, I thought they looked faintly familiar, but that doesn't mean I saw them that night. I could have seen either or both of them on other nights at Lincoln Center, or Carnegie Hall, or walking in the neighborhood. We lived, after all, less than a mile apart. I could have laid eyes on them dozens of times and never really noticed them, just as I very possibly did that night. I did see other people I knew. Elaine and I talked briefly with Ray and Michelle Grulio. Elaine introduced me to a woman she knew from a class she'd taken several years ago at the Metropolitan, and to a terribly earnest couple who'd been customers at her shop. I introduced her to Avery Davis, the real estate mogul whom I knew from the Club of 31, and to one of the fellows passing the hors d'oeuvre trays whom I knew from my AA home group at St. Paul's. His name was Felix, and I didn't know his last name, and don't suppose he knew mine. And we saw some people we recognized but didn't know, including Barbara Walters and Beverly Sills. The occasion was the opening of New York...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?